Hi everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater show. I am your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men. And here is my co-host doing absolutely nothing obnoxious.
Chesco, Mr. Pick Me, even though I've already been picked.
He loves a visual prank, friends, on the podcast.
I did nothing wrong. You can't prove a thing.
I have the literal videotape of you mouthing all the things I was saying, trying to screw me up, and I didn't get screwed up, did I?
You were very impressive for the first time.
Are you serious right now?
Just kidding. You're always impressive. You're the best one.
Of the ones. Thank
Of the ones, you are the best co-host on this podcast.
you so much. Thank you.
I did say, did I say this on the air or just to you? Did I say a nice thing to you on the air before?
Probably
The
not.
most of the like quotes I clip out, I'm always like, that was a great one. Who said that? It was Reagan.
Oh, you did say that on air, actually.
Yeah,
But I love to hear it again.
that's true. You're great. I'm the worst. Meh.
Stop it. Stop it,
Quit being
Jessica.
so great. You're making me look bad. I'm going to be on another podcast this week.
What?
Next week.
How dare you?
What's it called? The Girls Gotta Eat podcast?
What is that?
I don't know. But Drew was on it last week. So I was like, okay.
If Drew goes, I go.
For the most part, it was kind of like that was like, I was going to do research and I didn't. And I just saw, I was like, oh, well, Drew was a guest. I'm trying to
Gotta be
follow the rules.
good.
Probably fine.
It's probably
Watching me
fine.
go, I go on and I'm just destroyed.
This is a hit piece. I would die laughing if you
Yeah.
got set up. I don't know what they would pull against you.
I don't
There's nothing
know.
interesting.
Oh, all I got skeletons. You don't know. I've been hiding it this whole time.
Well, keep them in there, okay?
It's
Don't take
true.
me down with whatever shenanigans you've been up to.
No, like dinosaur fossils. I love fossils and rocks.
It is more likely that you have a full pterodactyl in your closet than some type of horrible offense you've
Yeah,
done.
I've lived a very boring life. I've lived an interesting life, I think, but a very boring, interesting life.
You've gotten into like no trouble.
I should run for politics because there's like they'd be like, "Ah, oh, we found something. He wrote a poem 17 years ago."
We found a crayon drawing that might be offensive. We're not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to be bought though.
I do need to be bought. I am open for sponsorship. I'm open to be bought.
I will be corrupt.
I will. I
Someone just
mean,
corrupt me.
everyone has a price tag, I think. And, I got three small kids.
Don't worry, I've already heard your speech about giving a guy a blowy, so
100 million? Come on.
absolutely you will.
You look at Russia, if you're hearing this.
Blow Russia? What do you
What?
mean?
No, I will be bought for $100 million.
Oh, I thought we were still talking
There will
about.
be signs. If I have been purchased by a foreign as a foreign asset, there will be signs.
Your background is just the flag.
Just... So I think we've been treating Trump too harshly.
Free speech. Do we like it?
The problem is I'm such a bad I'd be the worst foreign asset like because I'm so bad at lying about the things that are they're like real lies.
Yeah, real lies. You'd be spotted immediately. They'd be like, "Are you Jessica? I'm sorry. Have you been bought by Russia?" You're like, "No."
It would come off as parody. It would be like I'm mocking the being I'm like no I like these people. What's our show about today, comrade?
Well, I don't know why I gave
Vodka.
that a southern accent. Vodka. I keep thinking bears, but I don't think bears are Russian. I don't know why. Why am I thinking Russian bears?
Got bears in Russia.
They have bears lots of places.
Bears all. Yes, you're right. You could say that. You don't feel bad about that. What kind of bears are in Russia? Like, I'm gonna look it up. Hold on. This is
Oh.
important to do before we start our show. They got all of them. They got the brown bear.
Wow.
They even got a Russian polar bear.
My God, I'm glad we have bear facts. Bear facts last week, gorilla
Gorilla
facts.
facts.
Okay, well, today we are talking about
Gym facts.
oppression.
An impression. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
I got
gladly.
some good advice for
No, you don't.
on gym wear is what we're talking about today.
I don't understand how anyone with the last name Putin ended up becoming a leader of anything. Like, what? I mean, how many people were died make laughing? It's like, oh, my name is Putin.
You say poot?
I'm sorry, just say Putin.
Have you been Putin?
Are these southern Russians? I thought they speak in South Russia.
You would make fun of his name on upon meeting him, and he's like,
Disappeared.
take him out.
Yeah.
This was a bad idea.
Well, why are you hurting me? I'm just a southern Russian.
Oh no. Okay. Friends, I don't know if you have seen this, but right now on TikTok in particular, there is a debate going on about how much clothing women are wearing at the gym. And a lot of men seem to be very upset at women not wearing enough clothing, that is distracting, that it's inviting almost. Basically, that they're not able to pay attention doing their workouts because of these women, I don't know, wearing a sports bra, I guess.
Here's the my confusion real quick before we get to the clip. I go to the this might shock some people that have seen me. I go to the gym in Los Angeles, right, which is known for like theoretically known for these sort of things. What are they talking about? Like I everyone there like especially in the summer, everyone there is wearing not a lot of clothing, right? Have you seen there's the running joke of guys in like basketball shorts and sweats online about what are we seeing in those situations, but there that's what you wear to work out. Like that's the point of working out. You tend to not bundle up in a parka. I do for everyone else's sake, but like in general,
I wear the 1980s plastic sweatsuits, but
I am on a full on, six layers.
I like to pass out
Yeah,
mid-routine.
it helps me. That's what they call it, a sweatshirt, right? Because you put on a
People
giant sweatshirt.
do that.
I know,
But
I know.
I mean, what I'm envisioning is what they're talking about is at best or worst, I guess, depending on how you want to say it, a like tight short shorts and a sports bra. Because they're not naked. Their breasts are not out. I can guarantee that. Do you hear me like stumbling over breasts? I don't say that very often. Are not out. There's no way in hell you're seeing their boobs, right? What are we talking about here? And why are men so upset? Because I've seen men at the gym in very little clothing. Have you ever seen where they've cut the
Oh, yeah, the
sleeves
loose
off
tank
so
top kind of,
much
yep.
that it's like a strap down the middle?
That makes me insecure. We're going to talk about what I don't like seeing at the gym. Can you men cover up a bit more? Show some
Well,
more modesty for me?
let's listen to a
Okay.
guy talking about this. This video has over 2 million likes.
Okay. Likes. No, so not even views.
Not views,
Wow. Okay.
likes. The title on it is "We Really Living in the End Times."
About to hear some truth.
This somehow relates to women in the gym wearing clothing. Okay, let's do this.
Like, we really in a fucking day and age, we're telling bitches, can you please stop coming to the gym ass fucking naked? Starts a public fucking discourse, a public fucking uproar. Like, all we want to do is come to the fucking gym and work out, but no, the leg press machine gotta look like a fucking casting couch because bitches is literally at the gym in lingerie. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Then a bitch will look you in your eyes and tell you it's not bothering anybody. I'm uncomfortable. What the fuck, bitch? Are we at Myrtle Beach or LA fucking Fitness? Help me understand. Help me understand why you feel the need to come outside damn near naked. What is it about? Why are you fighting so hard to literally just go in public servers ass naked? Like, that's essentially what the fuck you fighting for. Like, this is, if that is important to you as a person, you are one privileged piece of shit. Because who the fuck out of all the bills, death, institutionalized systematic racism and shit, imperialism, and you want to put your fucking time and emotions to fighting for bitches to be able to come to any public event ass fucking naked. Bitch, shorts so fucking tight up her ass, she got a fart for them bitches to come off. Now get the fuck out of my face.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, hold on. I want to apologize to our listeners. I had not fully listened to that clip.
I have not. And also, I was away at a conference this week. I have not. This is my first exposure to this debate that's going on. Point of clarification. Is Myrtle Beach known for naked women?
I don't know.
This isn't Myrtle Beach. I was like, that's a reference I've never heard.
I don't know. Is farting a common way to get your shorts off?
That's how I get them off.
Oh, ew.
No, that's going to change some people's opinion of me.
No, it won't.
How else do you get your shorts off, Reagan? My hands are full of food.
What? Why are your hands full of food when you're taking your shorts off?
Because I'm in bed. You don't eat in bed?
This is getting deeper into a mythology about
Back
you.
Back to the video. None of this is true, I swear.
Okay, I'm telling everyone on the internet that Chesco likes to eat food in bed so much so that he farts to get his pants off.
You gotta power up the gas. You need a lot of gas to get them off.
Jessica, I hate this. No. I want to be repulsed by something else.
Okay.
Here's just my general opinion. Any video that starts by telling bitches, can you please stop coming to the gym ass effing naked? I don't think it's a strong start for saying that, you know, you're on the right when it comes to an argument.
I don't think your goal is persuasion. If that's what you're, if your hope is to persuade someone, like if I don't want to speak for women, but if I'm a woman hearing this man say, I'm not even going to repeat what he said.
You right? can't.
I can't. I won't do that. And so, but if I heard him say that, I'm not going to be like, he has a point.
You know what?
He has a point.
By the third time he called me a bitch, I started to think about it. Like
the first time I was a little offended.
Yeah.
By the third time though, I was like, I saw the error of my ways.
It's crazy because like the disdain for women is just like at the forefront of this conversation. Like the way he's calling them bitches. Like the other thing I was thinking about was he says like girls on the leg press is like the casting couch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the casting couch is a porn reference.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was actually there's two references there. The original casting couch was about sexual assault, essentially, where they would sexually assault women or force them into compromising positions where they're forced to do sexual acts in order to get roles. And there is really no consensual act in that, in the sense of the power dynamic is off right away if you are casting someone, right? So that's offensive. And then the next one would just be a porn reference where they do, it's like
I hate how I know it. It's backroom casting couch.
What?
It's like a trope in porn. It's like I don't know if it's fake or I'm assuming it's fake. Or else it would be like illegal. But like, I remember they like film it as if it's a casting couch. Like using the trope, and then it's like they're like auditioning them for porn.
Oh, so they're reenacting the like trauma,
The trauma as
for men's pleasure.
Yeah.
Again, not a strong start for him. Not aligning with his values here. Yeah. But like, that's the thing, though. And I think Lisa, like YV Edit, you know what? Okay, just did a video I think on this, but was talking about the casting couch or like people who watch a ton of porn essentially, and how you can tell in men's arguments that they do like it's this dude for sure. This guy clearly, I would say, is a frequent viewer of porn. If he's using that reference,
is Myrtle Beach also a trope in porn? I don't know.
Everyone knows the Myrtle Beach videos.
Can I go on a quick tangent? I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Buckle up.
Someone posted women voted on the least to most attractive hobbies of men. And the second least attractive one was porn. And I was like, is that a hobby?
That's a hobby?
How, like, what is the marker that makes like you a porn hobbyist? Like, you know, is it like actually partaking and being
No. Hey, honey, I have to go do my hobby in the basement. See you in a couple hours.
Golf? No. Gonna partake in pornography.
Do you need anything? Not really.
Some Cheetos? Maybe
Gina,
some.
stop putting eating
I know. That's my porn.
everything.
I mean, like,
It's
I know, like getting pleasure. Never. I don't.
Cheetos? No.
My joke was
Back up.
that my joke was that it's that I like eating, not that there was anything sexual about it.
You can't call something
It's a
you're
bad
born.
joke. I know that's I realize that my brain took a few extra steps to get away from there. But just no, leave this in. I don't care.
Oh,
Judge
I'm
me.
leaving this in.
Judge me if you want. I don't even like Cheetos. I thought that just arrived because it's what makes porn a hobby? Like what delineates it from a recreational activity
Delusion.
or an
Absolute
interest?
delusion.
I guess so. Anywho.
And the thing is, like, this is what bothers me about this argument, is that it centers men's experience and perspective, and it also completely, like, releases them from any accountability. Like, a woman can go to the gym in a sports bra and shorts unless there's a rule. Like certain gyms, I know Planet Fitness has some rules about what you can and can't wear. And she will never be the cause of them sexualizing her, period. Like she is not at fault. And I think it's crazy to act like these men are like, oh, you came to the gym and I couldn't stop
I
staring
just
at
couldn't
you.
stop. It was uncontrollable. And it's the whole infantilizing of themselves in
Yes.
order to justify any accountability for what they are doing. Like I said, I once again mind-blowing shock about me going to the gym. But when I'm there, and I'm a people watcher. I
Yeah.
love looking at people in general, right?
Not in the
I love
gym.
not in the It's really easy not to. It's
Yeah.
really easy to just not stare at the bodies of the people around
Right.
you while you're working out, right?
It's like this idea of like, what else, what am I supposed to do? Work out? That's what you're supposed to do. Just work out? Are you that helpless? Do you have no self-control at all that you're like a deer in the headlights with a woman in a sports bra and you have to gawk at them? And like blaming women for that, like your lack of self-control is a woman's fault. This is like purity culture bullshit.
It's combined with the anger about it, though.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
that's the key. But
Yeah.
I think the whole conversation feels like it's grounded in this
Yeah.
anger at women for having the audacity to not dress what they would deem to be modestly,
Yeah.
right? In their space, because it's a male space, right? When it's not, it's a shared space.
That is the overlying theme here, like that they feel like it's their space and it should be handled their way. And I think it's also interesting, like he in that video said they were fighting for the right to be naked. It's like, I feel like you're blatantly missing the point here. Like, I feel like you are being absolutely obtuse. First of all, there's no women that want to be naked in a gym full of men. I will tell you right now, this is not women wanting to be naked and then like slowly working their way, like, okay, well, I'll do my short socks now, and then I'll take off my shirt and I'll be my sports bra, and then eventually I'll just be naked. No, what it is women who want to work out, not wanting to be hot and sticky and sweaty because you have to wear a sports bra. Most women, correction, most women have to wear a sports bra in order to not hurt their freaking backs. So they already have this tight thing on them that's sticking to their skin, which men usually don't have to do. They usually don't have something like that. They could do a loose tee. So you're already sweating and gross. So it's like a lot of women do want to wear less.
And a sports bra in general is like the least quote unquote like revealing sexy thing you could wear. It's not, she's not wearing like a revealing low cut. And even if she was, that's not my point. My point is like they're
It's not
getting
like a
mad,
lace bralette.
at something that serves a utility,
Yes.
right? That it is created for function, not form, right? It's not there. I'm sure there are sports bras that obviously there are exceptions to this rule, but in general, a sports bra is created for like to your point, to protect your back, to keep you from being uncomfortable
Keep the girls in
while
check.
moving.
Yeah. I mean, I don't for a second believe that their issue is with whatever amount of clothing women are wearing, because anywhere else, Men love to ogle at women. Like the men that are saying this in any other setting would be happy women had less clothing on. What I think it is they're mad that they're attracted to them. Like, again, this is the centering of themselves in their mindset, right? They are mad that they are having to take time away from the grind and the masculine manly shit they do to then have sexual, like lustful feelings at a woman who just is also working out. Whereas they don't see it as you both have equal rights to work out. You are in control of yourself. If you don't want, like, don't look at her then. And it's women wanting to exist in space and not have men dictate everything about them. Not having men dictate what they wear, how they wear it, because women and men have equal rights to that space. So the fact that men think they get to dictate what women wear if it's not the gym's policy is what's upsetting, because historically women have had men, and men who run the government as well, tell them what to wear, how to dress, like control their bodies, control how they present. And in this case, they are being controlled because of men's sexual desires. It is the same thing we do to young girls who are in schools who have skirt rules because people are afraid they're going to tempt the boys. Or even more horrifyingly, there are schools that openly say they do that so that male teachers aren't tempted. This is the same fucking argument that is just as horrifying.
And that's the point. This is not like a brand new thing.
No.
This is the environment that is now being focused on in this particular, but this is something that's been repeated my entire life at least, and no longer than that, right? Of ways to, and it's always the onus, the underlying thing is how do we control women so that we can justify when a man acts out of turn and does something that is societally unacceptable, the blame does not get put onto the man in that situation. The blame can then be pushed onto women for putting the man in a situation where it was just a poor little boy with no control.
And these are the same men that literally talk so much about, it's all about discipline and mindset and having control over your body and your mind and your diet and hitting those reps and don't give up and blah, 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 blah. And yet you are thrown off and completely derailed by a woman in a sports bra, which the whole issue is, like, women just want to work out. Women want to exist in space and be comfortable. And making it about, again, I think you're exactly right. The undercurrent of this is this idea that these women are tempting them. They're being sexual. Like, the way that we sexualize women's bodies is infuriating. A woman existing and just being able to see some of her skin is being made akin to her trying to seduce men. Their bodies are seen as inherently sexual. Like, they are inviting attention or inviting interaction with men, and that is the language of abuse from men. That is the language of sexual abuse. By saying, just by existing, just by what you're wearing, you're asking for it.
There was a creator, oh, I forgot his name is Mike. I'm trying to remember his
That's
name.
not helpful.
No, I know, but he this will clarify. He was a former MMA fighter. He was one of the Power Rangers at one point,
Oh,
and
okay,
he
that's
was
very helpful.
he was in like Three Ninjas or something, like one of those
Okay.
old, like, anyways.
Yeah.
But he was an MMA fighter at one point. I remember a video, and I'm paraphrasing here because this was years ago. So it's not like, once again, this conversation, even on workout attire, is not new. It's just
Yeah.
trending right now. Where someone asked about, like, they talked about the clothing. And he talked about how he fought in a Speedo for, like, when he was doing MMA. And they said when he was given the permission to, like, they changed the outfits, they were allowed to wear whatever they wanted. He was like, oh, I think it was the conversation about Olympic athletes wearing the outfits. And he was like, I still fought in a Speedo because that was the best, that worked best for what I was doing, right? It was the least restricting. If wearing another outfit would have given me a competitive advantage, I would wear that other outfit. This was the outfit that I was most comfortable fighting in, and it just happened to be very revealing, right? And that situation is the way, same reason swimmers wear certain things, oftentimes, et cetera. And so the notion that the only reason a woman would be wearing something revealing is that because they want to appeal to the male gaze, because they want men to look at them, ignores all of these other situations where men are doing the identical situation, but they understand because they were able to put themselves in the perspective of a man that a man might wear a revealing outfit in a situation in a certain type of sport because that gives them a competitive advantage. But the only reason a woman would be wearing something like that is because she wants to perform for the gaze of men, or show off, or entice them, or be whatever other stereotype of a temptress of a woman that will be there, right? There's so many layers of reason. And this is the reason there's so many reasons why this could be is because of this argument, like we said, has been going on for so many decades, right? That they've always continually finding a new way to demonize women to justify the actions of men.
100%. I mean, and again, it's so male-centered. Like everything about this is from the male perspective. And speaking of male-centered, there is a thing that we call male-centered women. It's women who center the male perspective. So I have a video from a woman who I would say is male-centered. You can tell me what you think.
All right.
All right, girlies, it is time to get real with yourself, okay? The double standard is going too hard. It's 2025. We got to start making some sense, please. Right now, the biggest issue, apparently, across my For You page is the outrage that women are having because men are now saying that women need to come to the gym in clothes. Like, men are saying, hey, please don't come in here naked. Please don't come in here in your lingerie. Please don't come in here bending over and squatting and doing all the stuff that you do, basically with everything hanging out. And women say, oh my God, you're the problem. See, you're out here. You can't even control yourself. Really and truly, let's just think about this. If a man is in a gym, and this happens all the time, so let's not pretend, but if a man is in a gym and he happens to look around as people do, and he is glancing in your general direction, sometimes even zoned out and having nothing to do with what you're doing, first thing women will do is pull out a phone, want to record, post you online, call you a predator. Happens all the time. You say the men are the problem, but you go into these spaces where you know men are going to be, and then you basically set them up. And a man could be doing absolutely nothing but minding his own business and working out, and you're still gonna claim that he's doing something wrong. So, yeah, men no longer feel safe. They don't feel safe with you being naked in their spaces. They don't feel comfortable being in a place where they can't help but have eyes and you being in their presence. Because if somebody takes a picture and it can portray them as looking in your general direction, wearing next to nothing, well, then they're gonna be labeled. And they're going to be labeled something that could be damaging to themselves, to their career, to whatever they got going on. So you basically protesting men saying, please cover up a little bit. Please don't come in here naked. Wear gym appropriate clothes. It's unfortunate because you're the misguided one here. You say men need to control themselves, women need to control themselves too. Women also do have to control themselves. You don't get to make people around you in the general public uncomfortable and think that it's okay because of your gender.
First off, I'm supposed to be the pick me here.
I'm feeling threatened.
I'm feeling a little threatened right now.
Her whole platform is giving advice as a wife, and I would assume it's along these lines.
That's what somebody, real quick, somebody messaged me the other day. They're like, why can't you be more like the women that are speaking out on these issues, like Pearl and Emily King? And I was like, there's another one I can't remember, but like the people, I'm like, what are you talking about? Why are the I would not, that's the opposite of what I want to do. They're like, well, you need to call out women more for what they're doing. And I was like, what are you, get off of my channel.
I talk about misogyny. That's internalized misogyny.
My favorite thing I do now, sorry, we'll get to the video in a second. Sorry, this always triggers thing, but I get whenever someone says like you're a liar, you're angry, blah blah blah, or they, because it's kind of what she's saying. The whole I'm like, okay, what did I say specifically that you have an issue with? And they have never able to give me
Yeah,
an
time
answer.
code. Give me the time code of what I
Tell me
said.
specific. Let's talk. I'm like, let's talk about it. Let's figure out what I said that's wrong. Right. And so and this go back to the video though. It goes back to this, you're the argument that this creator is making is accepting the premise that one, that men are having their lives ruined all over the place for all of these issues. Like,
it's an
clearly,
epidemic.
it's an epidemic in our society.
Gym photos everywhere.
Like, as if that's all that's the issue in our, this is
Truly.
the crime of our era is, are all these men having their lives ruined from these gym photos that are going on there. Second, the premise that is she gave in to the idea that that women are, once again, the temptress is going in wearing, she says, lingerie to the gym.
Here's the thing. It's the straw man argument because we had an original issue, women wearing sports bras and shorts to the gym, men being pissed about that. That is the original argument. Now we have straw manned it to men begging women to stop showing up naked. Both of those creators said repeatedly, naked, that the women are naked. And when we take it to the extreme, obviously, should they show up naked? No, that's obviously a crime. There's laws for that. That's not the issue. And pretending that women are showing up naked or in their undies is facetious and it's bad. It's a bad faith argument because that is not what we're talking about. And it's so infuriating hearing a woman be the mouthpiece of misogynistic viewpoints because that is not what women have a problem with. That is not why women are upset. They don't want to just be naked. They just want to work out. And like the way that she's phrasing it, acting like, well, men have to wear clothes and so do you, this double standard, it's not a double standard. Both parties want to be comfortable when working out. So to say there's a double standard, like men don't have to wear sports bras usually. And so if men had to wear sports bras, they may feel like, oh yeah, it is kind of uncomfortable doing a sports bra and a shirt over that for some people. It does feel gross to sweat in that.
I can tell you, I have seen more male nipples than female nipples in the gym. We're
It's
talking
not even
about
close.
revealing, it's not even
It's
close.
not even close. And like running outside, I see shirtless guys constantly when running. I almost never see, actually, I have never seen a woman running without a shirt on or a sports bra on. That's the double standard.
Even in areas like it's legal in many like metropolitan areas now where they've passed ordinances where women cannot be fined or jailed or whatever for being topless in public areas, you still never see it anymore. And like it's like those ordinances, what people don't understand, you have to go to extreme examples to get these things passed sometimes. Really, it was about like women getting harassed for breastfeeding, right? In these kind of things, or for just simply existing in a body that was not fully covered in a public area. But
Well, making men the persecuted group of this situation is just insane to me because it always comes back to, even in the arguments of like, we're talking about inequality for men or, you know, the male loneliness epidemic, whatever. It's like, name me one law in any state that restricts men solely because they are men. Laws that solely are for men to restrict their rights, that takes away a right of theirs, especially over their body, that does not apply to everybody else. You can't. There's not one. Because we oppress women. And in this case, saying it's a double standard to then restrict what women are wearing, that's not this double standard. It's the norm. It's the standard of discrimination that women face.
Right. The double standard would be requiring men to wear full body clothing and cover up everything and wear, the work, not be able to wear the workout day clothes, but then allowing women to do it, right? They're
Right,
trying
having
to
a rule on men that is not on women.
They are crafting a double, what they're arguing in favor for is the double standard that is there. And and the other thing she said, which is the point we brought up before, I'd never even seen this video, was she conceded the idea that this is their space, right? These are male spaces, right? These are workout spaces. Men have kind of commandeered them in many ways of being their spaces, but these are exercise facilities that are open to men and women, right? They're open to anybody, right? Across
Right.
the gender spectrum, right? And so the idea that these women have come into this male space and taken it away, also as if there aren't like males don't have dominance over so many other spaces in our society, as if everything isn't already geared toward the comfort of men.
Well, and then speaking to what you and I were arguing before we listened to that whole clip, I hadn't even listened to the whole thing. She brings up the very point we said was that men will use women's lack of clothing or less clothing to blame them for their own actions. And in this case, she's saying, well, men will just be like looking around and you'll be wearing no clothing and then you'll blame them and you'll give them a false accusation. Like hearing women get on about false accusations is insane to me because statistically, if a man attacked a woman in a gym with proof, it is still not that likely that she will receive justice.
It is almost impossible to get, unless you have like all of these other circumstances going into it, to get prosecuted in this country and to have your quote unquote life ruined for doing, and that should be the thing people are mad about, right? Is that, and even the videos that she talks about, though, because I've seen those call out videos. It's never, every once in a while there'll be a stupid one. I want to say never, because there's always exception to this. 99% of it, though, it's these creepy guys that are like getting really close to them, or just like fully just like in the corner, just like creepily staring
I've had it
directly at
happen.
their. Yeah,
Yeah, I've had it happen many times.
it's not me and
Gotcha.
accidentally looking, or oh God, I got him in that moment right there.
Yeah.
Right, that's not what, because in the times it is one of those guys, the internet goes crazy calling out the women for showing
Yes.
that it was not. There will be 50 million response videos showing that guy did nothing wrong, he was not there, blah 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 blah. I'm not gonna say his name, right? Calling out women
Yes.
for on the in there. But it's always that's always, you see it constantly, where if a woman does post a video that was a guy just accidentally looking, they will be lambasted on the gym community online for daring to videotape themselves in the gym and then call out a man for being inappropriate.
I mean, like, which is more likely that a man is going to get a false accusation of looking at a woman funny, or a woman is going to be harassed?
What they're upset about is that they are looking at them in a harassing way, in a inappropriate kind of staring way, and there's going to be consequences for it.
They're going to get called out, and that's what they don't want. They don't want the consequences of their actions. But to act like the injured party is all the men who are being tempted by women and then they're mad. But what's crazy is this is actually like opposing arguments. Because you have them saying women are wearing revealing clothing because they want attention. They want our lingerie, they want it to be like the casting couch, whatever that guy said. But then she's saying women are going and then getting mad that men are staring at them. Women are getting upset that men are looking their way and are sensitive to being sexualized. So you're saying women, men are going to get in trouble because women are going to be mad about being sexualized while simultaneously saying women are there to be sexualized, which you can't be both. Like women aren't specifically being dressing to be sexual while simultaneously being mad about being sexualized. And yet these arguments are existing in the same space. But both of those arguments, miraculously and coincidentally, I'm sure, take all accountability off men. If women are trying to be sexual, then it's not men's fault that they look. But if women are being offended about being sexualized, that's why they're getting mad and not because men are actually looking at them.
And also ignores the fact that every woman I know has gone to the gym wearing like sweatshirt, sweatpants, etc., and still had an awkward, horrible moment of a guy staring at them and sexualizing them and harassing them, right? Anyone that spends a certain amount of time in the gym, right? It doesn't, that this stuff is still going to keep happening, right? That they are, it's as if women, it goes back to what was she wearing, right? This is literally what was she wearing in that situation, because it's ignoring the fact that it's like women get assaulted wearing normal, like quote unquote normal clothing, right? That is not, it's never a situation, right, where the premise is, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble putting into words because it's such a flawed premise that is simply set on excusing harassment and assault. That's the only benefit that comes from this.
I 100% agree that all of this is to justify and excuse bad behavior for men in gyms. Because there's no other explanation. I think men don't, and maybe men don't like the fact that they aren't in control in a sense. Like maybe they don't like that they're fantasizing about women and talking about casting couches while they're trying to work out. Okay, then do better. Then don't look at her. Then stop fixing on her. How about you do your own workout? I think it's much more terrifying to be just working out and having a man you don't know fantasizing about a casting couch while you're working out. Like the leg press, like, is she bent over? Is that what we're talking about? Like, which type of leg press? But like, you are sexualizing women working out while men, I have no doubts, are not being sexualized in the way that women are. The problem there is the person sexualizing the activity. Because if it's not sexual when you do it, why is it suddenly sexual when she does? Because you see her as a sexual object.
And nothing
So,
more.
and
That
nothing more.
that's it. That's the key, right? When you have already classified a woman's body as solely something, and it goes back to the idea of that men don't like women, right? When the only thing you appreciate about a woman is her physical appearance, right? When you have only look at her for when you are seeking sexual gratification, then no matter what they are wearing in that situation, you're already looking at them a certain way. And so your assumption must be, because I view them as a sexual object and they're not wearing clothing, they know what they're getting themselves into. They know what the men are going to be seeking in that situation.
And this again is the foot in the door of misogyny. We have these arguments that go viral that are just a palatable version of horrifying ideas. And this is the palatable version of the horrifying truth of women, you need to control what you're wearing when you're in male spaces, because if you don't, men are going to have sexual thoughts for you. They're going to have desires. They may act on those desires. Then that would be your fault. But it is your job at the end of the day to control men's desires. That is a horrifying thing that we do to women that messes with their psyche, which then means when something bad happens, since you were in control of the desire, you are then responsible for the assault. And that's what we're telling women. And this is a palatable version, and maybe a version that people can kind of get with. Like, yeah, well, I don't think women should go in their undies. They're not going in their underwear. They're going in a sports bra potentially, but that is the piece of clothing that women have to wear to work out.
But also, like, I know plenty of men that go there specifically to show off their physique, right? They're
Oh,
not there, you know,
yeah. The
the way that
grunters.
they're, yeah, they're, it's th that's the whole, if there is a woman that wants to go there to show off something she worked hard at, you know, that
Sure.
she's like, she has this body that she has clearly put way more effort into than I've ever put into anything in my life, right? And same with the men that are doing it, that's part of like you should be able to show that off without fear of being assaulted or harassed, right? You should be
Exactly.
able to be in that situation where your body can exist as something that you are proud of, that you've worked on, that you have used, and can exist in a space that is designed for sculpting a body, right? Because men will admire other men's bodies at the gym.
Oh
They
yeah.
will look at their muscles, they will admire their legs and their abs, but because they have not classified those other men as solely for sexual gratification, it's okay, right?
Yep.
That's not the distraction they're worried about in that situation. And so I want to make sure, like, and I know you weren't doing this, obviously, but I want to make sure I wasn't coming across like I was shaming anyone that does go off there proud of how they look and wanting to show off their body that they've worked. That's also an acceptable thing in a space like that.
100%, but that again is not sexual in nature.
It's not that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, in fact, that is a prime aspect of going to the gym. People do want to go to show off their muscles, to be in the culture of looking good, caring about your physique, to be around like-minded people. But when it's women, all of a sudden, we want to attach sexuality to it. And then in the same breath, we attach morality to it. We make her feel like she's being immoral, that she is being lustful, that she's being seductive, that she is being a bad woman by tempting these men. And even in the case of the video we just watched, she's taking it another step. It's not enough to just make women feel bad about what they're wearing. We need to make them feel bad about the crimes that could happen to another man, lest we forget the crimes that do happen to women. Because the hypothetical crime that could happen to a man is so much more important to think about than the actual crimes that happen to women all the time. A hypothetical consequence to a man is more important than the reality of actual assaults to women. We should focus on that. That is the problem. And women are the cause of that.
And the only problem, right, is the way it's being framed. That's what we need to forget everything else. This is what we need to focus on in our society. Is like, how is you existing in your body harming me as a man? That's the problem.
And this is how we devalue and we degrade women, because we take actual issues and we make them seem ridiculous. Like a woman wanting equality in the gym, a woman wanting to just work out with being without being sexualized, to work out in the most comfortable attire for her. We make that into the argument of women just want to be naked in the gym. No, that's not it. And to call it that is so, it's just... it's so insulting, and it also takes away from what's, like, since the dawning of time, whatever group is in power has always done that, has made whatever group they're oppressing look ridiculous and silly and foolish and crazy, because that's, if you can make people see a certain group that way, then you can make them not care about what happens to them. If women are just crazy and exaggerating, like she's saying here, women just make up that they're being harassed. If we get that narrative out there, then when a woman actually is harassed, people will glom onto, oh, well, that she told us, he told us this would happen.
They warned us about this.
It's not just something that happens. Like, it's literally on purpose. Like, making it seem ridiculous is absolutely essential and on purpose to having women not be listened to having women's issues be disregarded. We're seeing that on mass at a crazy scale in our government right now, where women's issues are cast aside as being ridiculous, meaningless, and not important. And it's this type of behavior and this type of rhetoric and this type of pandering that does that. Like a woman saying, oh, women, you're just going to do a false accusation because you want men to stare at you. Stop with the double standard.
And that bleeds into other areas of our life, right? Yeah. When it comes to, you mentioned in like, women's medical issues, right? They're not taken as seriously there, right? Because they're exaggerating, right? But it's men we need to focus on, right? When there's all of these different crises happening in our society, right? If it's not centered on men, they get ignored. Right. We don't actually do anything about it. And so that's why even something as seemingly isolated as what you wear to the gym is reflective of much bigger societal structural issues at play that are just in this situation being discussed in a space that's being threatened, quote unquote, from being taken away from men being the soul, being their space.
100%. And like, even in the first video, he talked about, we're talking about this when there's institutional racism and like imperialism and all these other things. And it's like, absolutely, racism is a huge issue that we need to work on. But again, he's framing the issue as women wanting to be naked in the gym.
Also, that part confused me a little bit, because I was like, yeah, you're right. Why are we arguing about this right now when there's so many bigger things in our society? Why are we screaming at women for how they're dressing when there are such bigger issues in our society?
But that's the centering of himself, because he's saying my way is the right way, and you guys arguing to be naked is stupid. Rather than women just want equal rights and respect and to not be sexualized everywhere they go.
Which, once again, is a bigger... This is a symptom
of a bigger disease. And the disease is misogyny and sexism. But they cast it aside, like, this doesn't matter, my stuff matters. And it's like, absolutely, institutional racism matters, but there's also intersectionality, because guess what? There are many women of color, and actually a lot of times more so, who are sexualized.
100%.
And you see that all, there's so many creators, Black creators and other women of color, that come on and talk about it. But the sexualization of them just in existing, God, if they're in a sports bra, I can't imagine. You know what I mean? It's like all of these have value and merit, but you are purposefully making this look stupid and silly, and that's because of the intentional way both of them framed it. It's not about women wanting to be naked. It's about women wanting autonomy over the way that over their own existence, their own bodies, and what they wear. I mean, what do misogynistic, patriarchal regimes do? First, when wanting to control women on a mass scale, they try to control what they're allowed to wear in public. You see that, like, in Afghanistan, where, like, where the Taliban is in power.
I've done a lot of maternity photo shoots, right, over the, and it's, I think there's one thing is always fascinating to me is that's the one to, and it's always, at least in my experience with them, they've talked about it being a very empowering, wonderful, like good experience, positive experience. And part of it is it's the one time our society is allows women to show off their body without it being a sexualized thing,
Except when
right?
they breastfeed, because then that's
Of
sexual
course.
again.
But in that situation, I guess theoretically, you're right, because you're right. Men will sexualize anything.
Anything.
But it's like a woman can be, it could be a nude maternity shoot that is not a sexual shoot, but she's allowed to do that, quote unquote, allowed societally to do that shoot because it's about motherhood.
She's
Right, it's not
providing a
about
service to
she's
men.
providing a service. So we are appreciating that this is motherhood, not that. But if she was not pregnant and taking those exact same photos, she'd be shamed, right? She'd be looked at as, oh, you're creating pornography, right? This is why are you taking these photos? Why are you showing off your body? You should be covering that up, right? But it's this one situation that where you find these exceptions, these times when you're allowed to actually love yourself. Right, and to be proud of who you are and your body and the fact that in that situation you're creating a life, but in general you should be proud of whatever it is about you. It's like the idea of pro-sex feminism too, of just you should be allowed to have ownership of your body without being deemed as as your body only serving the purpose of being for the gaze of men, for the eyes of men, of somebody else consuming who you are in that situation.
I like that you bring up the point of, like, exceptions, you know, because in this case, like, they weaponize the exception and disregard the rule. And it's crazy because they're already taking this really small issue that is not, in general, they're perverting an issue. Like, the actual issue is women being told what they can and cannot wear and being sexualized. They have flipped that already and taken it to the extreme. So the argument then is, well, you know, it's what women wear to the gym is hurting men or distracting men or making men uncomfortable. And then they even make it more extreme. So they take that issue and stretch it out even further to then turn it into women want to be naked in the gym. And then they get people who are of that belief system anyways, already want to control women and what they wear. And they jump on this issue because they've made it such an extreme that, again, like I said, it's palatable in some ways, in some senses, where people will say, well, yeah, women shouldn't be naked at the gym. Women aren't naked at the
No.
gym. That's not what's happening. And we have to keep our eyes out for the ways that people manipulate topics to make them more palatable for you to believe the wrong side, for you to believe the immoral side, the side of the oppressor, is we get these extreme situations and we act like they're the rule when they're actually the exception.
And they act like, I think the reason I think it's a bigger issue in their mind because that's who they're staring at when they're at the gym. They are doing, you know what I mean? Are there some men and women, like there are always people at the gym that are not wearing a lot of clothing, right? For any number of reasons that are there. But if you're only, continually like, don't look at her. I can't enjoy my workout. Oh, she's bending over. Like if that's a fucking you problem. bro, right? That's what you need to be aware of, that is something you need to work on and unpack, why you can't be around somebody else in that situation without it making you so uncomfortable that you can't enjoy your experience at the gym.
If you are so out of control with your own like desires that you can't see a woman in a sports bra working out, that it doesn't completely consume your entire workout, that it frustrates you to the point that you go home and get on your phone and scream about it.
Don't go to the beach, by the way.
There's a
God.
thing called beaches, run.
Yeah,
But
well.
it's just like, then you are unhinged, then you are out of control, then you need to work on that. That is a you problem. That is not normal. I don't care how many men are having that issue. If that is such a problem that you literally, your mind is overrun by these, your desiring thoughts or your anger or whatever it is, you might need a therapist. You might need to talk to someone. You might need to think about why you are sexualizing women to this degree for existing. I have no doubts that this has to do with people's porn addictions as well. I think just in general, like, ooh, woman in the gym, she's working out. She must want me. Like, no, dude, she just wants to like work out and pretend you're not there. Like, I guarantee you, as much as you are trying to avert your eyes, women avert their eyes from you because they don't want to interact with you.
Reagan, it's not a porn addiction, it's a porn hobby. Remember,
Oh,
that's
it's a
what
porn hobby. Excuse me. Jesus. Oh,
On
man.
that note, I think we are we're we've discussed this issue that is apparently all over social media that I didn't know was
That you
existing
had
right
no
now.
idea.
Now I'm gonna see it. Now it's gonna start popping up and I'm gonna see all the videos.
God. Do we have any would you rathers today, or are we done?
Would you rather end the show or have me late to pick up my daughter?
I would rather end the show
All right.
because I love your children. Okay, well, friends,
Yeah.
I do.
No,
Thank you for listening. This was a bit horrifying. And wear whatever the hell you want to the gym, as long as it's
Yeah.
within the dress code.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.